Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johannesburg, we're talking about cleaning up South Africa and starting in the Johannesburg CBD. Gary and I got into a car and, well, we took a drive to Johannesburg, into the bottom end of Johannesburg CBD. Doornfontein, we drove through Hillbrow, we then went through Berea and Yeovil. Go and look at the pictures on Facebook. It is on the Chai FM Facebook page, 101.9 Chai FM. Go and check it out. Leave your comments. If you would like to get involved in a cleanup, we want to talk to you. You know, it's all very well. It's not just the visual. It's not just, you know, that it's unsanitary and that it's unhygienic and people, you know, that's where cholera comes from or whatever you want to call it. Never mind the mental impact that it has on people who have to commute through that area every day. But there's a much bigger picture here. And there's actually a connection between and a relationship between crime and visual disorder or neglect. Did you know about that? Well, joining me this afternoon is Dr. Saths Cooper, the past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. Good afternoon. Lovely to speak to you again. What's the connection between crime and visual disorder or neglect?
Well, there is a clear connection where there is disorder, where there is palpable decay, and you find people are living through that now. There is a tendency for opportunistic crime, and that can then pour out into other areas as well. So the connection is very clear, and part of that crime, Kathy, is also about people's bodily and psychological integrity.
Yeah.
Because when you have the kind of clearly lack of healthy conditions prevailing, dirt is not swept, and people are paid to do that where garbage is allowed to mount and become fetid, especially during the warmer months, there's huge problems. And for young people, children growing up, teenagers, youth, can you imagine that being your horizon and how you grow up with being part of another lost generation? So all these things are interconnected, and it is an indictment on paid officials, elected officials in our country, from whatever party they may be, where they are paid, they are elected to do a job, and they don't do it. In inner city areas, like the ones you alluded to in your introduction, the rot has gotten to such a point where we have people hijacking buildings. The level of crime against children, against girls, against young women, and against women becomes a right. So all sorts of opportunities exist for nefarious practices, and it will impact on your growth, on your development, and how you view society, and how you view what is normal in a society.
Absolutely, and you know, it's also pride in yourself. You know, when you, there's so many different elements to this. I mean, one of the things also, I mean, they say that if you have a clean house, then you have a clean mind, right? You've heard that, right? And it's the same thing, because you feel organized, you feel structured, and you can thrive. Human beings thrive within parameters. So if we clean up our areas, we feel like we have more prospects and the impact on us mentally. But it's so interesting that where there is, you know, degradation in an area, you're going to see a rise in crime. In fact, it's very well documented. In 1982, there were two social psychologists. You know this, Dr. Cooper. Who put out something called broken window theory, and that really documents exactly what you're saying. So thank you very, very much, and I'm sorry that we have to cut it short, but we are completely out of time. I do look forward to speaking to you again very soon, and hopefully we can rope you into this as well. So thank you very, very much.